recognized that perhaps more my enthusiasm than my technical abilities, but, you know, said, you know, come on, come to my house. And we sat down and listened to Mingus and Miles and he started filling out the gaps in my musical understanding. Anthony was an enthusiastic composer already at that point. And the fact that he composed music and wanted to play and present his own music at this very early stage of his career, he's 4 years older than me, showed me also and encouraged me to do the same. So within very short amount of time, I began, in addition to learning the basic formations of how to play this music, I also became interested in how to compose it, how to write for others and to present music, put music together. So the Anthony Davis, we had various groupings. I was planning on playing something from the group Advent, which included George Lewis and Anthony Davis, a saxophonist named Hal Lewis, bassist Wes Brown, and myself. However, regretfully, the recording that I wanted to play I don't have it in my hands at this time. The transfer of the archive is a work in process. But instead, I'm going to play something else from a slightly later period. In fact, the same year as what we heard before, 1976. At this point, Advent, which was a kind of collective venture amongst the five of us, became narrowed down to a quartet under Anthony's leadership and included Jay Hogard on vibraphone, Mark Elias, who had arrived in New Haven in 1974 to attend the Yale School of Music, primarily in composition and classical composition, and also in his instrument, the contrabass. It also includes a percussionist from the community of New Haven, Chihuahua, and myself on drums. This was a composition of Anthony's called Song for the Old World, which was documented originally on an Indian navigation recording. Not too many years after this, I would say roughly 19, I don't know exactly when the recording came out, but 78, 79, or maybe a little later. And in that, it was the same quartet, but Ed Blackwell, who also lived in our area, was the drummer for that recording. But here is an earlier version of it. We were invited into Columbia Studios, of all places, with Bernard Stolman, the producer of ESP Records. I don't know how this all happened. I never knew the whole story, but somehow or another, we ended up in Columbia Studios and recorded these versions of some of Anthony's music. And so we're going to hear now an early take, and imperfect for sure, but absolutely gives you a great sense of Anthony's compositions, which, by the way, were, of course, very influential on me. So this is the Anthony Davis Quartet's Song for the Old World.